Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. Nice to see you today. My name is Dr. Charles Latshaw. I'm the music director of the Grand Junction Symphony in Colorado and the Flagstaff Symphony in Arizona. And I have taught students in orchestra everywhere from grade 4 to, well, age 95 plus. I'm really excited to hear you play. And it looks like we're playing a Bold Venture, Fantasia, and America's Cup.
Now on stage is Hopkins Junior High School. They will be performing Bold Venture by N.L. Daniels, Fantasia on a 17th Century Tune by Richard A. Stephen, and America's Cup by Alan Lee Silva. Please welcome from Fremont, California, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra and their conductor, Gregory Conway.
You guys have a great cheering section, and I'm glad to see you shuffling for one another and for your teacher, and how many of you are smiling, which is great. Important thing that gets lost is that, yeah, this is a serious, you know, festival, and you want to play at your best, but it's totally cool to have fun while you're performing. It makes it better for the audience too. That's a pretty good start. For violins and violas in measure one, I would put just a little accent on the second note so that we hear the syncopation, so that we hear digga digga ding bong ding dum dum dum. For everybody at measure six, where you've got eighth notes that are all marked as forte, I'd love to see the bow stroke moving a little bit faster at the beginning, though. Bing kong, king kong, ti da 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 da. So that we really set up a contrast kind of sound. At measure 17, it looks like Mr. Conway slowed down the tempo a little bit there, but the rest of the orchestra didn't quite go with him. And I think it means that you have to think about why Mr. Conway wants to go a little bit broader there on the bong-king-ki-hom-bong. Because there's a musical reason for doing it, and a good reason. But if we're not always thinking about why the notes are the way they are, then we're going to miss that kind of nuance. Basses in measure 33, and violas for that matter, bing pom, take care of the end of that phrase. It was just kind of tossed away as bing pom, you know, those bits is easy. No such thing as easy notes. And those were really important notes that we didn't play very strong. Now that retard you just did at measure 40 was pretty good. But then we lost the thickness of sound at 41. It went king kong, king kong, king kong. And that's a little bit of a problem because 42 is supposed to be so soft and so delicate that because we gave up on the really strong sound before it, we missed that transition. That was nicely done. So an interesting motive that comes back all the time is this ticka ticka ding tong kong kong king kong, and we have a tendency to play it a little bit loose, la 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 li la. And I think what you're missing there is an opportunity to give the audience a sense of the form of the piece, that the same thing comes back over and over. So when it does come back, we should be vigorous about it, chaka chaka ching kong kong king ka, right? So that there's some excitement behind it, and that keeps your audience engaged and will keep you engaged while you're playing this piece. There's a little bit of a balance problem here at 67, and that's because you're playing in a canon, right? That it bounces from cellos and basses, then to seconds and violas, then to firsts. And so when you play tika tika chum 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 chum, then you need to kind of get out of the way for the next entrance so that we can hear it very clearly. good job of making that transition between the loud stuff in Measure 78 and then the soft stuff. But I want you to think about why the two beats of soft stuff are there in 78. Because right now you went, yeah, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. But if you really think about why they're there and you really invest in them and you sort of raise your eyebrows and do the musical equivalent of standing on your toes, it brings the audience in. So we have this, yeah, da 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 da, do 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 do, right? They're like an apology for a previous outburst. But the problem was our outburst wasn't all that huge, and so there's nothing to apologize for, and so we're just going to say, wah, 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 and then we end kind of, yeah, la 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 la, right? So. When I'll come up and talk to you guys in a minute after you play. I think we'll start here at measure 76 and just sort of go for big, huge sound, tiny, tiny sound, big, huge sound. You're doing a really good job with this very quiet, delicate stuff. It's a good contrast from the first piece, which I'm excited about. I would have loved if you guys had gone a little bit bigger for the very first sforzando. I would start at the frog, burn a whole bow, and then tremolo at the tip, so that you get a sound that's just, wah! And that would make this section so much more mysterious. But cellos, your tone quality is great. Intonation is gorgeous. I see many of you have a really well-developed vibrato, which is excellent to see. It's a gorgeous melody. The other thing that I think you're doing really well, that many orchestras would struggle with, is they would rush an awful lot in a piece like this. And you're doing a great job of subdividing, thinking dum 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 ding dum ding dum ding dum dum dum. I'm really excited about that. It's good conducting for Mr. Conway, but it's most importantly you're all taking personal responsibility for the length and the duration of notes. That end of the phrase there for cellos and basses, be-da-dee-da-dum, was very nicely done. Very sensitive. I'm excited about that. Very nicely done. I'm really happy with that. So that kind of sensitivity to the end of the phrase, like in measure 34 cellos that you just played, if you can do that same kind of thought process in the first piece, the bold venture, it's going to take that piece up to the next level. Junior high orchestras would panic in a moment like that at 43. And this, it has me very excited because it shows that Mr. Conway is a great musician and he's trained great musicianship in you. That sensitive moment that doesn't look like very much on the page in measure 41, 42. Really good. I mean, the way you're playing this section here, it makes my beard stand on end in a very good way. So, congrats. The quality of your sound when you're soft, quiet, and slow like this is really terrific. Nicely done, firsts. Way to take charge there, right? And to take over the melody from the low strings. Really, really well done. So cellos, basses, don't let go of the forte sound in the long notes. We play bing, pom, pom, bim, pom, bam, pom, bim, pom, and instead needs to fill up the room with sound. A thick, energetic sound with a big vibrato. oh, basses, don't throw that pits away. What I saw from so many of you was a completely blank expression there in measure 66, and then a pits that kind of just went boom. And instead, you need to have a very intense look on your face and breathe and move together so that you all make a profound boom that's going to be a very effective kind of sound. That pizzicato in measure 66 and into the downbeat of 67 is a melody pizzicato. It's a very important note. It needs to be treated with love. It's so easy, basses, to think, oh, all I do is play pizzas or half notes and nobody hears me. But something like that is where basses really make the difference in how an orchestra works together. Very nice intonation on that G sharp. I'm excited about that second violins. Nice. Good work, basses. Nicely in tune. I mean, the A was like 90%, but the E was, you know, 99%. Really gorgeous. The warmth of the orchestra sound here with the mutes is terrific. Often we put on mutes and we don't like the way our instruments sound as individuals, so we tend to underplay. But you're making a good, thick sound here. That's really nice. Oh, I liked that articulation at measure 96 that had a little bit of a crunch to it, a little bit of froggy noise in it. But the problem was at 96, that sound only came from the upper half of the orchestra. If you had all dug in, I mean, basses don't get to play there, but if you had all dug in and really all made that vigorous kind of punchy sound, that would have been an extraordinary high point of the piece. As it was very good. Yeah, some of those B naturals went just a tiny bit too low, but otherwise, you know, pretty solid. I'm really happy with the way that transition worked. Very nicely done with that rallentando. I mean, that's a level of focus and a level of thoughtfulness about a piece like this that not a lot of junior high orchestras are doing, so congrats. Oh yeah, seconds, way to take charge there. Nicely done. Oh, basses, give more love to that pits, right? The way you go from E to D should be a very profound moment. Your flexibility and tempo here is great. Yeah. Into measure 136. I'd love it if we paced the bows a little bit better so that we play Jong Kong King Kong, yeah! So that the bow never stops moving, and that way 136 can become a much bigger arrival. As it was, we played a pretty good crescendo, but there was a moment where the bow stopped into 36, and that just sort of sucked away the energy. Yeah, seconds and violas, way to represent on those two notes. They don't look like much, but you made a big sound. Yeah. Oh, that chord resolution is gorgeous. Yeah. The intonation on that last chord, like 95%, right? D major should be such a sweet, beautiful sound. The thing that got in the way of that being going from like a gorgeous chord to just an absolutely mind-blowing, jaw-dropping chord, two things. One is you need to think about the way your vibrato matches with your stand partner and with the stands around you. I heard a couple of different speeds of vibrato, a couple of different widths of vibrato in there, and that's what gave sounds that some individual voices kind of stuck out instead of giving a gorgeous blend. The other thing that would make a huge difference in that last chord is to be very aware of the balance. And I'm not sure if your theory skills are strong that you know what the root and the third and the fifth of the chord is, but the root in that last chord, the D natural in the basses, should be the loudest note, right? The fifth of the chord, the A natural in inside cellos, should be less loud, and then the F sharp should be a very, very quiet note in order to make that chord balance, and that's going to be what's going to make it shimmer and shine. This music definitely has a nautical sailing theme, right? And it has this kind of flowing yum ba da 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 ding da dee, right? Which gives it a sound of a sea shanty or, you know, sort of a Pirates of the Caribbean sort of thing. The problem is, in order to make that kind of sea sailing thing, you've got to move for one another. And right now you're very still. I see about three heads bopping around in the first violins, and those three, well, four heads, are doing a lot to help keep this all together, to keep it strong. But if the whole orchestra moved together, you would groove together in a way that would be much more effective. Bravo on the solo. The one suggestion I would be there is go a little bit stronger for the accents, right? Ti-da-da-da-da-ti-da-da! So that we really get a sense of how vigorous that solo can be. You played it beautifully, but I think you can be bolder and have a little bit more, you know, grizzled sailor sound in that solo. So that hemiola we have that happens, like say measure 47 or measure 50, you can go bigger into that. Make a bigger, bolder, braver sound that's going to really show off the fact that the rhythm has changed there and that something new is happening. So that retard worked pretty well for about 70% of you. Some weren't completely invested. Remember, when we have a retard like that, of course you should watch the conductor, but you also all need to take personal responsibility for it. Move a little bit so that you can feel the way that retard works together. My feeling as a conductor when there's a retard like that is that I want the orchestra to start into that retard first, and then I'm going to sort of join along and help manage it, but really the sound needs to come from the orchestra. Bravo again on the solo. This section here where violins are in octaves, the lower octave needs to be so much louder than the first so that the first octave, the higher octave, can just ride on top and that you can make a sound that is beautiful and comfortable without having to push it. It's a beautiful melody. One of the things we need to think about in a melody like this at 78 is the way that we go for a longer line. Right now it feels like a couple of little moments are happening, and instead I'd like to hear something that has more thought about how long the line goes. That poco writ there into the pianissimo was really, really well done. Mm. There was another spot there at 107 where I think you can go a little bit stronger for the hemiola, right? Bum ba 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 ping kong kiko yum ba ba ta ti tong ta king kong kong, right? Then we can hear the hemiola again in 110 ting kong kong king kong. Showier there. Like, your principal cello brought his bow up. He had a look about him that was pretty strong and enthusiastic. All right, I'm going to come up and talk to you, so I'm going to cut off the recording here.